You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We use computers to organize and research existing knowledge, but is it possible to design computer programs that come up with new ideas? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
I'm aiming to produce computer programs that, on their own, carry out original scientific discovery.
Benjamin Janssen is an assistant professor of philosophy in the College of Liberal Arts and Human Sciences at Virginia Tech.
Think about science in the most general terms you can. The first question you have to solve is, what should we pay attention to? What collections of things are good targets for scientific investigation? You're not going to get far looking for the laws of all blue things, for example. There's nothing substantial that all blue things have in common, but acid-base reactions or planetary systems. These are kinds of things that are really rich in law-like regularity. Up to now, we've been deciding for the computer what collections of things and what quantities to look at. The computer is essentially a data processor. To say that the computer undertakes scientific discovery on its own, we need to move past the data processor model. We want the machine to, in a sense, look at the world and decide what to pay attention to.
So let's say we're looking for new ideas in the physical realms of temperature, volume, and pressure.
You know, all the different ways you can have a thing with temperature, volume, and pressure, right? The tires on your car, the reaction vat in some chemical plant, a building with an air conditioning system. All the ways that we can have those variables together, they're all going to have something in common. That's the kind of thing we're after when we're sort of carving out a new area of science.
In future programs, we'll hear more about using computers to generate new ideas. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.